W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. For the second day in a row and the third time in a week, the skies over North America included U.S. fighter jets shooting things down.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada says on his order, a U.S. warplane shut down an unidentified object that was flying high over northern Canada. Trudeau said NORAD Command shot down the object over the Yukon.
The object was flying at an altitude of approximately 40,000 feet, had unlawfully entered Canadian airspace and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Christian Benavides, CBS News.
Now, very much related to that, there was a brief stop on flights over parts of Montana tonight, the Pentagon effectively calling that a false alarm. In the meantime, after the Friday shoot down off the coast of Alaska,
the U.S. military is scouring the frozen Arctic for the wreckage, while also searching off the Carolina coast for the payload of a huge Chinese surveillance balloon shot down last week.
We made sure that We were buttoned down and movement was limited and communications were limited.
In an exclusive interview, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told CBS's David Martin all bases where U.S. nuclear forces are located were ordered to cover up as the Chinese airship passed over the United States.
CBS News correspondent Christina Ruffini. Turning now to the aftermath of that catastrophe in Turkey and in Syria, now blamed for more than 28,000 deaths.
6 days after the devastating earthquakes and the hopes of finding survivors is dwindling by the minute, but rescue workers remain determined to try and save anyone they can.
They painstakingly pick through the rubble, desperately searching for survivors. Then their worst fear.
Get out! Get out!
One emergency worker was moderately injured, the rest unharmed. Unimaginable luck in a place with so little.
Reporting from the scene, correspondent MTS Tayyab. Back here, coming up Sunday, America's biggest sports extravaganza.
Super Bowl 57 will mark the first time both teams are led by black quarterbacks. For the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, it's also his first Super Bowl.
I see it as an opportunity to honor everyone that has come before me.
The guys that came before me and Jalen set the stage for this, and now I'm just glad that we can kind of set the stage for guys that are kids that are coming up now.
Jason and Travis Kelce will be the first brothers to play on opposing teams in a Super Bowl.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve at the game site, Glendale, Arizona. And in nearby Phoenix, Brittany Griner attended a golf tournament. That is her second public appearance since her release from a Russian prisoner in a dramatic prisoner swap in December. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Sufficient heat, advanced technology is just at home. from the other side. I heard you on the stranger's frequency. An antenna in a tune to do a test along with you. Are you coming through on the spirit phone? If I could only flip a switch on it, let your elder witch help me find the pitch and hear you through the phone.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy
from Sunspots. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
No, we
just can't explain. So we'll spend the night.
Spend the night with Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. That is Sunspot. Brand new music from them. Before that, The Strangest Frequency. That's the title track to that latest EP. No shows on the books for Sunspot right now. We're going to put an asterisk next to that. But they do have the live podcast of their rehearsals, which are really cool. And the video for Spend the Night is up on Sunspot's Facebook page right now, and it's absolutely wonderful. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr, and this is original Woo! Local music
hello,
from Wisconsin.
Hello, hello.
So, you know, I just set an asterisk for no shows on the books right now for Sunspot.
Yes, that's disappointing, actually.
Well, I think I just confirmed them to come to visit us in the Devil's Lair on March 25th.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's beautiful.
There you go.
Yes. Okay, we will definitely be looking forward to that.
How are you two doing tonight?
Pretty darn good. How about you?
I'm in seventh heaven. I have a new puppy.
And the puppy did not come with you, no. I'm disappointed to say.
I actually gave it some thought, but trying to run a radio show and manage a puppy. Plus, they're, you know, I don't know if Sage and Crudy and all of them would appreciate the dog peeing on the studio floor here.
Oh geez. Potty training just starting, huh, Jimmy?
Oh, my goodness.
That might get me fired or something like that.
Oh, I saw the puppy's face, though, on your Facebook page.
She's a little...
I can't take it.
She's so little. Her name's Dottie. She's a Chihuahua mix. She's probably not even 10 weeks old yet.
Oh, how much does she weigh, do you know, just for a good example?
2.3 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool having a dog of our own in the house. And we're looking forward to giving her... She's already been anointed queen. I'm her loyal subject, Jimmy K.
I think that fits. Oh, good for you, Jimmy K.
It's so much fun. All right, she's listening tonight. And Rocker, I promised Dottie that we would have a kick-ass show for the people tonight.
I'm sure there is one coming together, Jimmy, and I'll tell you about it right now.
Oh, good.
Bodhicitta, they are in the studio. They're playing at the High Noon Saloon tonight. They have a busload of people from Lake Geneva. We're going to talk to the band. We're going to try and get a hold of somebody on the bus. This could be the first interview we've ever had with somebody traveling 70 miles an hour in a bus to a gig in Madison.
I love it.
Music makes a difference. It sure does. And Bill Zor, he's going to be here to tell us all about Music Makes a Difference and putting on a free show for Black History Month at the Majestic Theater coming up February 18th. And Buffalo Nichols, Terry, that was with you from maybe a week ago.
Oh, my gosh. What an opportunity to sit down to chat with him. Born in Houston, grew up in Milwaukee, and he has some really interesting things to say about how Milwaukee, even now, influences his blues style of music. Wait till you hear his guitar playing, too. He's out of this world.
That sounds really exciting.
8:30 tonight.
Devil's Lair, Michael Massey. He's going to be here. Local composer goes rogue. He becomes an author. Tonight, Michael will perform live in the studio and talk about his brand new book, all the new music, new band that's coming up at 9 p.m. And Max and Kevy with Jimmy K tonight.
What? Yeah,
taking over the reins.
Uh-oh, look out, everybody.
Kelsey's moving away. Oh, my gosh. She has a going-away show coming up at the Burr Oak March 4th. I would recommend going to see that and say hi to Kelsey. Wish her well. This is her latest song, I Go Back. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just talk. I go back. was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
My name is Jimmy Vaguely from the Jimmies, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people!
Stay away from my door.
got a job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high, high. Yeah, we got high.
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Jordan story there. We got high. If you're interested, check out the Maxinc Radio page at civicmedia.us. There's a really cool podcast when Jordan Story came into the Devil's Lair and played live. It was pretty cool. The Jimmys before that with Grim Reaper. The Jimmys have a ton of shows. They're actually in Cancun right now. Oh, my gosh. I wish I was in Cancun right now. That'd be really nice. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you in Madison on Mad Radio 92.7. It's a brand new, refreshed feel here in Madison on Civic Media. Happy to have you along from the where we are standing right now. Mad Radio, Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, 98.9 FM. Welcome to you as well. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Plus Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. There's another podcast you got to check out on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. It's the interview that Terry did with Dusty Bowe. Here's his song, Bandit, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The sun's gonna shine and the wind's gonna blow when you're riding. The hole in the car at the front of the line is a diamond. The guns on the side and the spurs in the hide, now we're moving. Got a train in my side and baby, I ain't gonna lose it.
Dusty Bowe on Max Inc. Radio. Stick around. Bodachita is up next.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Just about a day after the U.S. shot something down near Alaska, it did it again, part of a joint U.S.-Canadian NORAD command. Canada's Defense Minister Anita Anand.
At the direction of the Prime Minister, aircraft assigned to NORAD successfully took down this high-altitude airborne object
in Canada's far northwest Yukon region. From quake-stricken Turkey now, the BBC's Tom Bateman reports.
In the city of Antakya, a two-month-old baby was pulled alive from the rubble nearly 130 hours after the quake. In Karaman Marash, a 70-year-old woman was rescued from the remains of her home.
But more than 28,000 people are now reported dead in those quakes in Turkey and in Syria. Ahead of Sunday Super Bowls.
We are ready.
This is my first time, so actually enjoying the NFL experience.
The Super Bowl in suburban Phoenix pairing Kansas City versus Philadelphia. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. That's Bodachita and Highway. I got that song off of Bandcamp, off of an album EP entitled 2021 Promo. It's pretty cool. A lot of cool other tracks on there are live. It's pretty cool. Hey, everybody, welcome to Maxinc Radio. Rocker Jimmy K and Terry Barr with you. And Rocker, very excited to have a chat with our next guest here, our first guest tonight.
Hey, Jimmy, Bodachita is in Madison tonight at the High Noon Saloon for the Summer Camp Music Festival On the Road Tour. The Lake Geneva four-piece will be competing for a spot at the Summer Camp Music and Camping Festival this summer. And in the studio with us tonight are guitarist Ryan Budyak, bassist Alan Vigna, keyboardist Kyle Magnuson, and drummer Emmanuel Falks. Bodachita, welcome to Maxinc Radio.
Thank you.
This is how you start a show.
You know, I was so pleased when you all reached out.
And, so happy about this, you guys.
Hey, we're going to be in Madison tonight. Can we stop by? Come on by.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, they do have so much going on. And for the listeners who may not be familiar with, now I'm going to get this right, Bodachita. Mm-hmm. That is such a great name. Tell us a little bit about your backstory. Anybody want to step up and tell us about the band?
Yeah, so We started this band roughly about 2016. Alex and I met at an open mic. I'm the keyboardist and he's the bass player. We met at an open mic, I think about like December of 2015. And
Mackie's Hideout.
Yeah, Mackie's Hideout. And we started jamming with our good buddy David. And we jammed for like for a while just on jazz fusion and video game tunes of all things. Yeah.
Video game
tunes. Mario. Yeah, Mario.
Like a little mix of like jazz fusion and Nintendo 64. So we played some Chicago gigs, and then our drummer decided to back out of the band 6 months into it. And so Alex and I were definitely driving to get this project started.
We had a good chemistry and connection right off the bat.
I can tell just the way you guys look, you know, what each other's doing and saying, and
it's a musical attribute of ours.
Very cool.
We knew we had something good, so we looked for a while just Craigslist ads and going to all these different bars and
auditioning drummers. We probably auditioned probably 15 drummers before found someone that we liked.
Yeah, and then we went to one fateful night. We went to Liquid Blues in Woodstock, and we found this guy Ken, who is a monster drummer, and he came up with us at Alex's place, and we jammed together for an hour, and we knew that it was a match, and we were like, okay, well let's keep this going, and we kind of did more or less what we were doing with like the same kind of music and whatnot, but then we're like, let's add a fourth member. So 6 months later, back like in like January of 2017,
we found Ryan here.
Yeah.
Ryan Budjak, and he was a perfect fit. And we searched a long time for guitar players as well.
Yeah. We recycled, or we went through like 15 or 20 different guitar players.
You can say recycled.
Yeah,
okay.
for sure.
Back to the bucket.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And then, a couple months later, we had our first, show as a four piece, and, we just built our name, built our brand, tried to build our sound, and then a year later, our drummer ends up quitting the band. And
these stories always just kill me.
So, but you've had Spinal Tap, Ishmael.
Right, no exactly. Kidding.
It has a happy ending. Don't worry.
Are they all still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, jeez. Wow, what a question.
Yeah, so after countless shows with Ken, we parted ways, and... we subbed out a bunch of drummers over the course of like 6 months and went through probably 15 different people to see who we liked. And then, Emmanuel came along.
I used to tour with Emmanuel with a band out of Milwaukee called the Charles Walker Band. And we actually met like probably about an hour before we went live on WGN Midday News.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. and it was like, again, an instant like connection between me and Emmanuel. So when... we needed a drummer, and Emmanuel was available at this time. It was like a match made in heaven, and everything, fell into place and took off. Yeah. And
I've seen some of the drummer cam things that you guys have done. You're a monster player.
He's a monster. Thank you.
Yes.
I hope I look good on the drum.
Oh, you do. Oh, yeah. You're fun to watch too.
And fun to listen to.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, in Mahayana Buddhism, bodhicitta is the mind. Citta. That is aimed at awakening the Bodhi with wisdom and compassion for benefit of all sentient beings. Why did you choose this name?
Kyle actually chose it, and it's a great name. I think it really benefits.
Get up on the microphone, please.
Oh, yeah.
Our idea that that we want to be in the present moment. Our music is about connecting with people and connecting with each other, and that's kind of what we're looking for, in moving forward in life and as musicians. And just being beings on this planet.
Yeah, there's a lot of negative music and, a lot of promoting hatred and stuff. And we don't, we want to promote good, positive music and feel good vibes and love your neighbor kind of stuff. And our fans have kind of become like a giant family. So that's pretty cool. And we just like to play feel good music. So, and there was a name that wasn't taken by any of the bands, which is a rare thing these days. So,
no kidding. Yeah, just doing the Google things and making sure
that website's available.
Phew, yeah. Now, most of you, and I think this is always so interesting, are involved in music education, and you're devoted to teaching, keeping music alive for today's youth. Thank you for this. Holy cow! Now, Alex, you're involved with a really special place called Rock Central.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. I can't wait to hear more.
Rock Central. Awesome. It's been a blessing for me.
Yeah.
And it's actually became Bodhicitta's like home base and our personal recording studio and our rehearsal studio. And it's a really great thing they got going on over there. We have our donors and Our whole team really works to make music affordable and available to everybody, regardless of financial situation. And it's kind of cool. I've seen some of these students start off to where they can barely hold an instrument, and now they're graduating high school like rock stars with like amazing skills. So it's cool to see what this school can do for these kids.
Yeah, that's so important. Music is just so important in general. I always say music is life, and you hope every kid gets a chance to get a taste of it hands-on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, Bodachita is at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, along with host Iftikhar, and also featuring the Earthlings, Gin Mill Hollow, Pink Halo, and Star Monster. And this is for the Summer Camp Musical Festival on the Road Tour. And as I understand it, it's a competition for a slot at the actual festival this summer. And to give yourself an edge, you guys have packed a bus full of fans who are on their way to Madison from Lake Geneva right now. Tell us a little bit about the show tonight.
Go ahead, Alex.
Well, we're competing, for a spot at summer camp. It's been a dream of ours for a while. Most of us have all been to summer camp several times, and it's kind of like the epitome of our music scene in the Midwest. And so we were excited that we had an opportunity to come up here and play again in Madison. And our fans were excited, too. So we put a bus together, and we got almost 50 people on their way up from Lake Geneva to Madison right now. And they're ready to party.
This is so great. Yeah. This means you guys really do have a lot of friends and fans that are supporting what you're doing, or they wouldn't be on this bus right now.
It's cool. Most of these people are not like people we grew up with or family. Most of them we've kind of gained friendship from the band. So, a lot of them have seen us probably 20 times. So,
well, it sounds like we might have one of your fans on the bus right now. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Rose Swanson, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Tell us about your bus adventure. How's it going?
It's going great. We've got about 50.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They've got about 50.
Uh-oh. We kind of knew that part. Okay.
Rose was on hold for like four minutes, I guess.
Oh.
And it was probably crystal clear. Rose, are you there?
I bet she hit one of those weird cell phone spots.
I'm gonna try calling Rose back. Oh, there she is,
Rose!
I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, tell us about the adventure. What are you guys doing on the bus, or should we not know? Oh, I love it!
Our fans are the best. We love them.
We love all you guys.
I totally have goosebumps with all of them yelling from the bus for you.
That's awesome.
Oh, so Rose, are you having fun? You're having fun?
Yes, we are. We're having a great and responsible time.
Oh, responsible, she says.
Very responsible,
okay.
Rose. Good work.
We are so excited for a great night ahead of us.
I love that all of you hopped on a bus to come and support these guys. This is just amazing.
Can we do the chant one more time?
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, one more time!
You know what? I don't think High Noon Saloon, where you guys are headed here in Madison, I don't think they know what they're in for.
They're not ready. I don't think so.
Also, you're the only band that's ever been on Maxine Radio where you had a cheer section from a bus.
Oh, wow. It's an honor.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
And everyone on the bus.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Oh. It's a fun bunch. We got a bus full of hippies all ready to roll, you know?
We love the hippies here.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Bodachita, you guys have a few other shows coming up in Milwaukee and on St. Patrick's Day celebration in Racine. Tell us about your upcoming shows.
Yeah, we got St. Patrick's Day coming up at George's Tavern in Racine. That's going to be a really fun one. And that's kind of like another home base for us in the Racine area. They take care of us really well, and they know how to treat their fans. It's kind of like a dead bar out there, and great stage and great room. And then we have also, I think it's April 15th, we are at the Cooperage in Milwaukee, another great room, new stage and new room for us. So we're excited to be there.
Wow. What about future plans?
Yeah, we got
a lot of future plans. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
we are in the process of recording our first album.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's coming together great. We're really happy with the tracks that came through. And yeah, we're really excited to get this thing together. It's just constantly evolving over time.
Oh, that's so good, you guys. Come back and play some of those tunes for us when you are ready.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, please
yeah.
do. Buttigieg live in the Devil's Lair maybe someday, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have a fun show tonight at the High Noon. High Noon, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's where that bus is headed anyway.
And thank you. So literally, who was it that reached out to me on Facebook? Say, hey, we want to come into the show. Who was that? Who's
responsible? That was probably me.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. You're hired. You get a raise, dude.
Hey, website, social media, are you all over the place that we can keep up with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we are on Facebook, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on Jambase, and we've got our own website where people can book shows.
Okay.
It's just constantly evolving.
Bodhicittamusic.com.
Perfect. Bodhicittamusic.com.
I'll put that on our Facebook page as well.
Why don't you tell people how you spell that crazy word quick?
So it's you kind of like put it together like two words, Bodhi, B-O-D-H-I. C-I-T-T-A, and that's pronounced Bodhicitta.
And they make wonderful, beautiful music. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Have a great show tonight.
Thank Thanks you,
a
lot, guys. Rocker,
Terry. Thank you, guys. Woo! Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta.
Yes. Bodhicitta.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Bodo Cheetah there and Malzul. That's on Bandcamp. You can get that download right now. Just look for Bodo Cheetah on Bandcamp. And thanks to the guys for stopping in. If you're out and about, stop by the High Noon Saloon and say hi tonight. I'm Jimmy K, along with Rocker Terry Barr, Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. I got a double dip of listening party coming up in just a couple of minutes. You have not heard these two songs, I guarantee it, because they're brand new from an upcoming album. Double dip of listening party just around the corner.
Why is it that birds fly south in the cold? Why is it that we all die when we're old? Broken wings for better weather. A little jar that I can hold you in. Turn off your screens, we're coming home. The screaming is taking over. I'm dreaming of getting my end.
To Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.